Bedtime in the Nether. Episode 8. How the Magma Cubes Keep Splitting. This is a bouncy story that lands soft, like the cubes themselves. There's nothing to be scared of tonight, just a small question with a big warm answer. Get comfortable. Bounce once if you need to. Okay. Settling now. Settling, now. In the warm, rubbly country below the fortress, where the ground glows in stripes, there lived a small magma cube named Pip. Pip was new. Newness matters a lot to magma cubes, because of how magma cubes happen, and how they happen is the whole story tonight, so let's take it slowly. You've maybe heard that when something bumps a big magma cube, it splits into smaller ones. People say it like it's nothing. Oh, they split, bounce, bump, split, and where there was one big cheerful cube, there are suddenly several small cheerful cubes bouncing off in different directions. Pip came from a split like that. One day there was a big old cube called Mole, who had bounced the warm country for ages, and then there was a bump, and then there was no Mole, and there was Pip, and Pebble, and Squish, three small cubes blinking in the glow, each carrying a piece of a feeling they couldn't name. And Pip wanted to know, where did Mole go? Pip asked Pebble. Pebble didn't know, and bounced off east, a little sadly. Pip asked Squish. Squish didn't know either, and bounced off west, also a little sadly. And Pip sat there jiggling, alone in the middle, which is exactly the wrong way for any small thing to feel. So Pip went and asked the lava. Magma cubes can do that. They're cousins of the lava, same warm insides, same patient gold, so when a magma cube presses up against the shore of the sea and asks a question with its whole jiggly body, sometimes the sea answers. Slowly. In the lava's way. A warm thought rising up through the ground like heat through a blanket. This is what the lava told Pip. Asterisk long ago, when the forgetting came, the lava caught everything that fell, every tear, every name. But the magma cubes were too alive to sink and too warm to stop. So the memories that landed on them soaked in, the way warmth soaks into bread. Every magma cube since the beginning has been carrying memories around the warm country. And memories are heavy, little one. Even the good ones. Especially the good ones, asterisk. Asterisk so when a cube grows big with carrying, and the day comes that it gets bumped hard enough, it shares. The split is not a breaking. Each split is a memory dividing in half, so it can be carried by more shoulders. No one cube was ever meant to hold a whole remembering alone, asterisk. Pip jiggled, taking this in. Mole was carrying something big, the lava went on, in its slow warm way. Asterisk now you carry a third of it, and Pebble a third, and Squish a third. Mole didn't go away. Mole got easier to carry. You are Mole, the piece of Mole that bounced your direction, asterisk. But it feels like missing somebody, Pip said, in the squeaky voice of a very new cube. Yes, said the lava. Asterisk, that's the memory, noticing it has edges now. That's why you small ones always roll toward each other. Have you noticed that? Across the whole warm country, the little cubes drift together, slowly, even in their sleep. Hoping to fit back. Hoping to be whole again, asterisk. Do they ever? Asked Pip. Fit back. The lava was quiet for a long, warm moment. And then it told Pip the thing it had only ever told one other soul, an old strider, 10,000 years ago. *Once. Only once. Two small cubes who had rolled toward each other their entire lives finally met on a flat stone in the middle of the warm country, and instead of bouncing apart they pressed in, slow and certain, and melted back into one. And the one they made remembered everything both of them had carried, every step of both journeys, both halves of the feeling, whole again. I remembered it. I remember it still. It is one of my favorite things I keep, Pip sat very still against the warm shore, which for a magma cube is the same as hugging. Then Pip turned around, and began, slowly, the way cubes do, a bounce at a time, with rests in between, to roll east. Toward Pebble. It might take years. The warm country is wide, and small cubes bounce slowly, and sometimes the way is uphill. But every magma cube you will ever see, anywhere in the nether, is in the middle of exactly that journey, rolling toward somebody, carrying half of something, hoping to make it whole. Now you know. You'll never look at them the same way again. Good. Pip bounced until bouncing got slow, and then slept where the stopping happened, the way cubes do, and tonight, that's our way too. Wherever this story stopped is a fine place to sleep. Out past the warm country, at the shore of the deep middle of the sea, something very old felt Pip's little question pass through the lava, and smiled, if a deep place can smile. It has been listening to questions like Pip's for 1,000 years. Tomorrow night, we finally go down and meet it. Tonight, just roll toward your pillow. Press in slow. Let the day divide into something lighter. Good night.